It's Journal Prompt Day here on Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. And I always use a journal prompt at the end of the week to, you know, let's have a reflect, a think. Let's get the brain moving in a way that, you know, maybe you haven't done for a while. My journal prompt for you is, what mantra is getting you through it? What mantra is getting you through it? What's your mantra? Is it me? Or have we hit the beginning of March and everyone's feeling a little bit tired? We've clicked into daylight hours starting to peak a bit more in the evenings, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere anyway. And, you know, the other night it was light after 6 p.m, which was really nice. Suddenly I thought, oh, the long days are coming, which is really lovely. But if you're like me and you started something new in January and, whoops, forgot to get rid of all the old things you didn't need, then I tell you what, right now, in this moment of time, I bet you're feeling a little bit saggy. I certainly am. And it's in these moments a good mantra can get you through. Now, I invited Hazel Scholl to be part of the Everyday Positivity crew. She's a business psychologist who's been working with execs for 30-odd years in helping them come to terms with their endings or the life transitions, helping them through them. And I asked her, what's your mantra? As a lady who has had a brain tumour, has lost friends and family, and is dealing with people's grief all of the time. Side note, I might have done an edit on a word in here because I want you to be able to share this with your kids.
Oh, yes. So the main one that I am famous for is my coaching cards, and it basically just has, there's only two options in life. One is I'll handle it. The other, okay, that one. The one I have on my desk is, to my tumour, the space you left in my body, I fill with gratitude.
What a way to look at the world. My mantras are, there's a few. Obviously, you have 100% got this. I can and I will, so watch me is a great one, which is my PMA ladies. We say that to each other all of the time. And a mantra that I do truly live by is, well, it's just a reminder all of the time. My grandfather used to say, it was a carpenter, and he used to say, think thrice, measure twice, cut once. And ultimately, there's always the Marie Forleo classic, everything is figure outable. What is your mantra? Make sure you let me know through the Spotify. All you have to do is go to a Spotify episode, and in there we'll ask the question and you can just answer in there. Or check out Official Everyday Positivity on Instagram. And if you want to hear the interview in full with Hazel, then please go to patreon.com/everydaypositivity. If you are a squirrel or sign up to be, you will get access to all of Hazel's wisdom just for you, particularly around families, generations, how emotion moves its way through a family, and how you can handle your life transitions, mainly in terms of grief and how to deal with the grieving process. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode for you to start your week with a bang. In the meantime, have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.